Welcome to On The Real. I'm Tara Kirby, alignment business coach, educator, creator of the Dream Method, and founder of Dreammaker Society and the Dream Coach Academy. I'm a wife, generator, mom, cancer sign, soda-loving, recovering people pleaser, and I am your ultimate hype girl. I am here to guide you to your dream life and business. Get ready as we get real and pull back the business curtain to share tools, experiences, and the nitty-gritty, not so pretty, of building the life and business of your dreams. Let's get real, shall we? Welcome back to On The Real. I am Tara Kirby, your host, and and I have a guest on today, and I'm so excited to have this guest because I don't really know you very well, and I get to know you while our listeners get to know you in real time. Michaela.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, I know it is, but you know, when you like read someone's name and you're like, I'm second guessing that I actually know how to pronounce their name. So Michaela actually came into my world, because as you guys probably know, I'm a retired hairstylist. And so I gather up a lot of women in the beauty industry, and Michaela's name and her business started like popping up with a lot of the clients I was working with and the communities I was in. And I'm like, who is this girl and what is she all about? And so, Michaela, I would love for you to be able to introduce yourself to the podcast. Let us know who you are, where you are, what you do. And we're just going to dive into getting to know you and your business today.
Okay. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and for you to get to know me, for everyone to get to know me and kind of share who I am. So my name is Michaela Bracey. I have been in the industry for almost 2 decades. Really long time, makes me feel super old. But I own a salon up in Northern California, cute little wine country. And this is my second salon. I also have, besides running the salon, a hair extension company and business consulting business, which is really cool. My business consulting, I've been doing now for over 5 years. And we launched our extension education about 2.5 years ago. So it's been really fun kind of branching out and growing inside different industries, but still in the hair industry.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you have your hands in a lot of different things. Are you behind the chair at all as well?
Yes.
Okay. So just add that to the mix, right? Okay. So you've been in the industry for a minute. So here's the cool thing about our On The Real guests. So a lot of them are hairstylists and a lot of them are not. And so I want each and every one of you who are listening today to kind of take this story and take any pieces of information that you get and apply them to your industry, whether you're in the salon industry or not. A lot of the women here are service-based business owners, and being behind the chair is a service-based business owner. And then you stepped into the role of owning a salon, which leads you into leadership and then mentorship and product. So there's a lot of different awesome things that we're working with here today. So let's kind of take a couple steps back into your journey of when you were behind the chair and what made you decide to step into essentially moving from a service-based provider to owning a business.
It's a hard question. So if I went way back and when I first started after beauty school, I literally went to being in my own, it wasn't a studio suite then because no one called them that. Yeah. This is how far back we're going. It was a studio suite, but it was my own space. Mm-hmm. And I started off by myself. I was doing the business and I just got really lonely. It wasn't for me. I wanted to have, you know, someone to have creative vibes off of and to have connections with. So I decided to end up going to a booth rent salon. Mm-hmm. And while I was at the booth rent salon, I kind of saw some red flags for me that weren't vibing. Like, you know, people were coming in and clients would come in and they would see a stylist, right? And it would be me and I'd be totally dressed up, like business professional. And then they'd see another stylist inside the salon who was kind of frumpy dressing, didn't have her hair done or makeup done. And they'd be like, can I see Michaela? And you know, it starts to cause some conflict. And it was hard to control that culture without kind of setting the precedence of having a team-based environment. So I ended up leaving that because I wanted to create something bigger. And at this point in the industry, it wasn't really heard of. So I wanted to create a commission salon where, you know, there wasn't ranks inside the salon. Our salon was trained equally. So you could see any stylist inside the salon and get the same quality work. Clients were shared opposed to owned. It was a different vibe. And I really wanted to kind of change that inside the industry and bring more community and more collective collaboration between a group of people instead of that competition.
Yeah. Which I often see even from the outside looking in, and especially from the inside looking in, how deep that competition goes. I worked behind the chair as an assistant. I also worked in a commission salon. I also was a booth renter. Like you can see it no matter what place of the industry that you're in. If there isn't a culture of community created in the space that you're working, you will see the competition and a little bit of just not the best vibes. And so stepping into creating that, what do you feel was the most impactful for you? Or what is something that you're like, it was a turning point for you?
You have to let your ego go. And that's like, I mean, even to this day, coaching salon owners, stylists aren't owned. Even if you're working with assistants, anyone in your salon, you kind of got to let your ego go and be willing for them to leave. Be willing for them to outgrow you and be open to taking any feedback that comes your way. And obviously, like, we all grow, we all learn as we work our way through owning a salon or working with teams and leadership. And by all means, I did not do this perfect. There's been many like roadblocks and errors and course corrections along the way. But I feel like I've been able to stop at each of those blocks or things that weren't working inside my business and be like, okay, Michaela, like, reel it in. What can you do to better yourself, to better the situation, and to have a different outcome moving forward? And I really think that if stylists could stop, put their pride aside and be like, okay, what could I do to be better, to show up better, to lead better, to manage better, to serve clients better, even though it's hard for us to get to that point where we're like, oh, we messed up. Just letting that ego go and just being like, okay, I can own this. I can do this and I can make the next part better.
I love that so much. I think something that stood out from what you said is be a leader. And I think being a leader is not just if you have a team of people underneath you, right? One of my clients recently, she and I were in an education space together, and she was talking to stylists, and she was like, even if you don't have an assistant and you're not leading someone, you're actually leading your clients as well. And I think being able to release your ego on that standpoint of being a leader to your clients, because a lot of times, like, say someone comes, they get their hair done, and then they're like, hey, I'm not really happy with how this turned out. You get to choose how you're going to take that situation. And I think it's really important to check your ego there as well in any type of service-based business, leading with love and also like accepting maybe your downfalls and also being able to step into that space of leader and co-create a solution that works for everybody. So now that you've shifted from, I mean, you still have your salon, you're still working behind the chair. And now that you are building these other avenues of your business, what kind of led you from the salon to these other avenues?
So to bring it way back, before I was a hairstylist, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but before I was a hairstylist, I was actually working for an insurance company in marketing and sales. So I have a corporate background. And I also was a dancer growing up, a competitive dancer and a dance instructor for most of my like 15 years. But once I was into the insurance business and marketing, I love business. I love strategies. I love spreadsheets. I love creating processes and systems, but I also have this creative flow that needs to like be filled. And so I ended up going to school for hair and loving it, but saw that there was a huge gap from the industry where stylists had no idea how to run businesses and how to run profitable businesses. Yeah. Because let's be real, like we can all run businesses and think we're making profits, but when it comes down to really understanding that and showing that, you know, really being invested in knowing your numbers and knowing what each hour breaks down to, I loved it. And then it came into creating the, you know, teams and assistant programs that weren't your typical assistant program.
Yeah.
Or where your like assistants are co-stylists instead of feeling like they're just house cleaners. And so I loved kind of broadening what was available and kind of filling those gaps and creating new things inside the industry. And so for me, like I've always had this passion for the business side of it. And I really like to dive into that and create it inside our salon. And so it was really fun to bring it into other salons too, that were struggling and needed some of those systems and processes.
Yeah. So when it comes to your consulting, do you typically work with those who are behind the chair? They are owning a salon, they're in a suite. Like, who do you typically serve?
It's been both. So salon owners, individual stylists, renters, or suite owners, because at the end of the day, whether you're a salon owner managing or leading a team to a suite owner, to a booth renter, you're still in charge of your own business. And that means that you still need to understand those numbers, profit and losses, how to create your own systems and strategies inside of that.
Yeah.
And even like client onboarding processes, you can't just drop any of that too, or strategies on how to bring in an assistant when you're in a rental salon. Yeah. So it's been fun to kind of even just, I feel like every person that's come across, I've come across, has been so unique in what they've been looking for, where they're at in their journey of owning a business or a team. So it's been kind of really cool to kind of customize it to each and everybody.
Awesome. So I want to talk about your extension business as well, because we have like so many moving parts here. Also, I'm curious, are you familiar with human design?
Yes.
Do you know your type?
I don't off the top of my head. I actually just did this because my business coach wanted me to do it. But I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, perfect. That's it's a question I always ask.
I think I'm a generator.
If you think you're a generator, you're probably a generator, unless you're like familiar with all of the different energy types, like really, really clearly.
I'm pretty sure it's generator.
Double check with me on that. I am also a generator. We love our generators. We follow our desires and do the things that we are so inspired to do. I just love that you have your hands in all of these different things, and that you like, it seems truly that you're leading each and every one of them through like, I can't imagine not doing this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your extension business. How did that come to be?
So I started doing extensions in beauty school. I knew right off the bat that I was going to be niched down. I was going to be offering basically color correction, blonding, and hair extensions. I did not care about anything else. Again, this was not heard of. I remember being like, I don't want that service. I'm not taking that. And people were like, what? So I've kind of always been the black sheep that's like, tell me no, and I'm going to go the opposite. Like, I'm going to go do it because you told me no. So starting extensions, I have been doing them forever, and I've done every single method, whether it was like the K-tips, the bonded ones, I mean, everything under the sun, tape-ins. And I started educating for a pretty big extension company and bringing in education and also the business training portion of that. And at the time I was doing this back in 2015, 16, it was like the hot new thing, and it was innovative and, you know, changing the industry. But over time, if you're not, you know, evolving with how things are changing, you kind of get washed up. And so it was hard for me, but at that time I wasn't aligned with what was happening inside the company. So for me, it was just time to leave and do my own thing. And at that point, like I had already been working on my own method, and I was like, okay, do I want to do it? And you know, this company I was working for was a little crazy inside the industry. So, I just held back for a little bit. And then finally I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
What do I have to lose? And for me, it's like, I always jump off the cliff head first, and I either fly or I fall. Like, I know you're going to fix it. You're not going to let yourself sink. Yeah. So I did it, and it was scary, but it was the most rewarding thing to see. And this industry is crazy. Like the competition, the cattiness, it is nuts. I mean, I've had backlash after backlash, but at the end of the day, like, we're just sitting here in our space and we are just moving forward. We know what we have is a solid foundation, and it is truly innovative and changing the client's experience, like the messages we're getting from clients about the method. It's just, it's so humbling.
Yeah. From that experience, do you feel like if you were to have started this extension company without that previous experience, has that changed the way that you have approached building, educating, growing, and shifting?
I mean, it's changed. I'm so thankful for that experience because it's taught me what I want, what I don't want inside of my companies. And a lot of that comes down to transparency and honesty.
Yeah.
And that's been something that's one of my core values inside of my hair salon company, as well as my education company. And I feel like this is where a lot of people get lost too inside the industry, is like being transparent with whatever you're doing. I can't sell something I don't 100% believe in, whether that's shampoo and conditioner or a service that I don't believe I'm worth, or an extension method. And so I think that coming down to like transparency, honesty, being real, being approachable, being there for your students. And I hear this a lot, like a lot of support is missed inside the education companies where students are reaching out and they're not able to get a hold of people. They can talk to me. They can approach me. I have conversations with them all the time. And I'm not this untouchable person. When they come into our intimate training, they can come up to me. I hug them. Like, it's very connected. Yeah. It's more like a family. And I feel like a lot of people, a lot of stylists have been missing inside the education. There's been a lot of trauma inside the education of hair extensions, and not just from one particular company, but from multiple.
Yeah.
And a lot of stylists have this PTSD when they're coming in. And I'm like, guys, leave it at the door. We're a safe space, and we will treat you kindly. We will treat you with love and respect. And we are here for you. At the end of the day, we're here for them.
Yeah. I see that on this end as well, because since I do attract and serve a lot of those who are in the beauty industry, a lot of them actually come to me and they're like, wait, you were a hairstylist? They don't realize that I was in the industry and that I was learning from some of the same people that they were learning from. And very similar to what you experienced, I was in an organization where I was able to see, okay, this is what I do want to do, and this is what I absolutely will not do. And I feel like the trauma that comes, and it's like, we're not throwing trauma out as like this trivial thing, but like truly when you go through an experience and you are being told that you are supported and you are held and that we're here for you and we're so excited to have you here, and then it's modeled that you actually are not, and that the leaders and the founders and the top educators of different education companies are actually, like you said, untouchable or unapproachable, or don't even think about going down that road and having a conversation with them. And so it does create this additional layer of maybe someone experienced that as a child, and then they're seeing the proof of the beliefs that they had in action while they're an adult trying to build a business, trying to provide for their families and do something they love so much. And so I think it is true that it is just another layer of them seeing like, oh, maybe I am not enough. And I see this time and time again, like a lot of the inner work that I do with my clients, because that's where we go deep into the thoughts, the feelings, the actions, the limiting beliefs. And a lot of it has to do with worthiness, and especially in the beauty industry, because those of us who stepped into the beauty industry, we wanted to serve other people. We wanted to help them feel better. And oftentimes we create what we crave. And so there's parts of us that didn't feel seen, didn't feel heard, needed to be loved, needed to be served, needed to be taken care of. And so it is true when different organizations are in this place and they are not fostering that safety, that home, that true foundation that these women need, of course, they're going to come to these experiences and being like, ooh, am I actually safe here? And so I think it's really beautiful seeing you and a lot of other like industry leaders in this industry right now are really stepping up, and you guys aren't just talking the talk, you are walking the walk. You are actually in the trenches with them, willing to be seen and heard and allow them to be seen and heard while also not gatekeeping. That's one thing I have noticed, the shift in the industry, like talking to who I truly feel are like industry leaders, those who are conscious leaders. You care about each and every one of your students. They're not just a number. They're not just a name. They're not just a dollar sign. And I'm hoping that more and more will be stepping out into that. And I think as we each heal ourselves, there is going to be more leaders who are ready to step into that space. And so thank you for like just bringing that to light, because I think it is a really important conversation that maybe those who have gone through these trainings before, they don't even realize they have like a wounding there that needs to be healed. And they can feel that it's different, but they can't necessarily pinpoint what it is.
And I think that's a lot of stylists. Like at first, yeah, they're like, okay, I'm going to accept this. I'm going to stay. And then slowly they start seeing that it's different with different companies. And they're like, well, what am I doing here? And then they feel so upset with themselves because they've invested so much money that it's almost, they're so scared to take another leap into something else. And I feel like that's another mindset that I hope that stylists can shift out of this year, is no matter how much education you've taken, there's never enough. Mm. You've never had enough, because you can always grow in some way. You're going to always learn something new from somebody else. It's like you take a color class and you keep taking color classes because you want to keep furthering your career, or with a different instructor because they teach a different way. That I think that everyone's gotten stuck in one extension method and they feel like they have to give their firstborn baby to them and they can't venture out. And I feel like that's kind of crippling some of the artists inside the industry, instead of being able to just branch out and take the education, learn from someone else, because you don't know what you're going to learn. Yeah. You know, they may have a total different approach to teaching. Like, we break down every little detail in why to every step of our process in multiple different ways, so that each type of learner can actually grasp it and understand how to maneuver that actual foundation. So I think it's really important for stylists to, you know, be able to branch out, to take other education, to learn from different people so they can continue their growth.
I had a thought drop in, and I think it's really empowering as an educator to say, go learn from other people. Because I do think, I mean, that comes back to what we talked about at the beginning. It's like, okay, drop your ego, right? And I know I'm not the coach for everyone. I know our certification program is not the certification program for everyone. Do we want you if you want to be here? Absolutely. And we hope that you find what you need here, but also go learn from other people. Some of the women who come through our certification program to become life and business coaches and alignment coaches and healers, they have already taken a certification program. Or I'm like, hey, when you're done working with us, go take this certification. Oh, go try this. And I think that is where the community over competition lies. And it's always with the founder. It's always with the owner saying, yeah, we want you to learn and we want you to grow here. And also connecting people with the ability to grow other facets of their business as well, I think is really, really cool. So thank you for bringing light to that as well. It is funny. Every single class, I'm like, I'm still evolving. I'm still learning. I never want to believe that I'm done learning,
and
right?
Because once we're there, where do you go from there? You're tapped
exactly
out.
And I think like part of our human experience is truly to allow ourselves to grow and evolve and to own the different seasons of our life and our business as well. And I think 100%. Those that they have invested in things in the past, they are afraid to show up and commit to new things. And so if you were to say something to someone who has gone through a past experience where it's like, I just feel like I'm attached to this person or this company or this method, and I don't know where to go next, what is a piece of advice that you would give them?
I mean, I had this conversation with one of my stylists inside of our salon when we were launching our extension company, Main Lux. And she's like, well, I invested all of this money to learn X, Y, and Z method. Mm. I'm just going to throw that down the drain. And I'm like, no, you're not. Absolutely not. You don't lose anything that you've previously learned. You gain. So it's not a waste of money, because you, that season of your life where you were learning that method was great, but you've grown, you've changed, you've evolved, and now it's time for something else. And that is what creates a more well-rounded stylist, a stylist that can charge higher prices because she's higher educated. So instead of thinking, I feel like, and that's more of the mindset where we're trying to play small, and maybe that comes with money issues where we're holding on to the money we spent because we don't feel like it's an abundance to us. Or maybe, you know, it's the attachment that they're going to feel rejected if they leave this company and they're going to get blacklisted. I mean, I know that I waited a little bit because leaving this company, because I was like, I'm going to get blacklisted from everyone and everyone's going to like turn on me. And I'm like, you're going to get that regardless. People are going to hate you. You're going to always have haters. The more you do, the more haters come. But at the end of the day, I feel like you can't stop your growth because you're afraid of what might happen. Like, you just got to keep pushing forward and you just got to keep investing. Even for me, I still invest in education. I'm still pushing myself to grow, whether it's with business coaches, whether it's with color classes, and even from my students. I feel like I learned the most. I mean, we just finished up a class yesterday or on Saturday, and I'm like back here at the education headquarters today. And I'm like, okay, let's film some videos. I have this whole new thing I want to teach, because I'm learning from them each and every class. So I feel like growth is so important and education is even more important to get to that growth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so, so true. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, coming from a similar experience, I know something that held me back from coaching for a really long time, knowing that it's what I was supposed to be doing and like fighting this internal battle within myself. And I was like, but are those people, are they still going to be my friends? Are they not going to be my friends? What's going to happen after that? And what I found is anyone who is not accepting you for who you are and is holding you based on what you do or who that past version of who they thought you were is, they are not your people. They're either going to grow with you or they're going to fall away. And I think as you grow and as you evolve, that's a really hard part of the evolutionary process, is letting go of the things that aren't moving with you and being okay with that. Because I feel like there is that level of safety of like bringing that past version of yourself with you and everything that comes with that. But oftentimes that's the good and the bad, right? And hopefully the good that is truly aligned and truly meant for you. And I know that every single person and every single experience that is meant for you will come along with you no matter what you decide to do. And I'm seeing that more and more with those who are stepping out of old organizations and starting their own businesses. And I think so much is coming to light based on those who have been brave enough to take a step out and be like, okay, I'm going to bet on me. And they've been able to create something so beautiful. I feel like if you're following your path and you're actually following that voice inside, you're not going to fail. It may feel scary. It may feel like, oh, I'm taking a couple steps back. But if you keep yourself open to what's meant for you, it's going to find you. And you have to trust yourself. You have to trust yourself, especially when it's the scariest, because your inner knowing, that voice inside, that thing that's like, no, go do it, it's not there for no reason.
I know. I always say, like, if you fear something, like for me, fear is my fuel. So anytime I'm like scared or fearing of doing something, I'm like, all right, go for it. Head first, like just go run straight towards it and get it.
Yes.
And I keep trying to like instill that in our students and inside our team. If you do fear something, I feel like that is such a huge point. Don't run away from it. Don't stop. Mm-hmm. Like that fear is telling you inside, like, this is where you need to go next. This is how you grow. It's like getting into that zone of uncomfortable and staying there instead of being complacent and comfortable. So I definitely agree with that. Like, use your fuel, use your fear as that fuel.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Mihaela, this is such a great conversation. I'm like, I feel like we could dive in so deep with this. I would love for you to share, who is inspiring you right now in the industry?
Oh, like everybody. I feel like each and every person, it may not even be in the industry. I love watching people step into who they are right now. And I feel like this is through a lot of people inside the industry. I can't say it's just one person, but people are finally stepping into themselves. And I feel like this is something that we haven't seen a lot of. The authenticity has not been in this industry. It's kind of, we have to do what other people are doing or act the way that other people are acting. And to see people just take their own paths inside of our industry is really, really empowering. And I'm glad to see that people are finally doing what they want to do opposed to doing what they're seeing other people doing. Because let's be real, like not everyone's a salon owner. Not everyone is a alignment coach. Not everyone's a business coach. Not everyone's great at extensions. And just because you see someone doing well at that doesn't mean that that's what you're supposed to be doing. And I love to see that all of these stylists, even stylists that I've known inside these education companies before, doing their own thing and not listening to the noise around them and taking their own path. I think that's what's so incredible right now.
Yeah, no, I totally, totally agree. I think as a collective, we are finally stepping into our own power and reclaiming pieces of ourselves that maybe we lost along the way. I think a lot of that has to do with the conversations around healing and truly aligning yourself and not just hustling for the sake of a dollar amount, right? Because like that, we're done with the hustle culture. And like, I am here for a healthy hustle. Like mama does not mind getting down and dirty and building, but really truly like healing the idea that you have to hustle in a certain way to be successful. And I think it is true. Each and every one of us is stepping into our own to create our own success. And if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't feel like that's me. Like, I don't feel like I'm really claiming myself and my success, and I'm still looking at other people. I want you to just check in with yourself and ask yourself the question, what do I want? And like, not what should I want, or not what is the industry telling me I want, or what is my business coach or my sister or my husband or the person who maybe you're assisting for tells you want. Truly ask yourself the question, what do I want? And then start taking steps to see how you can create that in your own reality. One thing that may happen if you start answering this question is your mind is going to go to, but how, or that fear is going to like ignite inside of you. And that is where the actual change in the evolution comes. It's not by answering the question of what do I want? It's by stepping into it and starting to do it with that fear and allowing yourself to release anything that is going to keep you from moving forward. Michaela, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else that you would love to share with our On The Real community or anyone listening to this that you're just feeling called to share?
I mean, just kind of finishing up with what you were just saying, you know, I feel like each time we show up in thinking of what we want, you have to think of who that is that has to show up as that person. So yes. Who do you need to be to have that life that you want? For me, it was really hard to have balance. Obviously, I have multiple companies. And so I have to remember who that person is. And I have to think about her daily. So if you figure out what it is that you want, envision what she looks like, show up as her every day, and lead yourself down that path.
Yes, lead yourself. I think that is a beautiful place for us to just solidify this conversation. Michaela, will you let everybody know where they can connect with you, where they can find you, where they can learn and grow with you?
Yes, you guys can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Michaela.mstyling, or you can check out our website at mainlux.com.
Amazing. And we will make sure to link those in the show notes below. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me today. It was so great to get to know you, your business, and just to really see you stepping into your power and changing the industry. I am so excited to see what you and the Mainlux community start to create together. And thank you everyone who has listened. Hopefully this was helpful for you. If this sparked anything inside of you or you had any takeaways, please connect with us. Let us know. Share this on your Instagram and tag us so that we can share the good with you. And we will see you next time on The Real.
I am so excited to be finally sharing this news with you. The Aligned Society is here and ready to serve you to your alignment. Here's the thing. The world is louder than ever. How do you know what's best for you? We're consistently giving our power away, and now it is time to claim it back by connecting to yourself. immerse yourself into the world of creating alignment and make it your reality with me, alignment industry experts, and our highly trained expert dream certified coaches. This 6-month program was created for you to come back to you, to help you build your business with confidence and ease, to create a life and business you're excited to build, to say hello to the sparkliest version of you, and to say goodbye to anything that isn't taking you to your dream life. We created the Align Society to be a group coaching program with a membership price tag. We believe that we build stronger together, which is why we come together for live education as you create your own personal alignment. You will have support from other Align Society members and our Dream Certified coaches who are using these tools to build their own meaningful, profitable businesses alongside of you. Plus, you'll be able to enjoy live breathwork and manifestation sessions with myself every single month, because healing is the ultimate vibe for building an aligned life and business. Imagine if you could take control of your life, create your wildest dreams, and create lifelong friendships along the way. With the Align Society, you can and you will. Doors are officially open, but they won't be open for long. Find all of the details of the Align Society through the show notes below, and I hope to see you inside of the Align Society.